Yeah, it's been a tough week, but it's something that I've been kind of preparing myself for. So, it's not just been this week for me. It's been probably a good few weeks leading up to this now, and it's been a long injury as well. So there's always been something preparing me for this, but it's been tough on family members, my girlfriend, and even friends and stuff like that. Like, but something I've prepared myself for and tried to deal with as best I can. But that's the way I've tried to approach it anyway.
And we'll say, how long ago, or I mean, at what point did you talk to the medical team and they kind of said, look, this could be happening, and you know, how long has the process been going on for you?
It kind of, like, we've always been wary of the fact, like, I think we've been managing me a good bit and just trying to be really positive about it. But I think in the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks, last month really, it's been, it was getting a bit serious. Like, and it started to just snowball really quickly once we decided there was a real issue going on. And got it looked at properly. So it's been 3 or 4 quick weeks, like. But you go from starting pre-season and hoping that that's going to be the thing that gets you over the injury. Eventually, was a good strong pre-season, and I thought that would give me the strength to carry on. Like, but the pre-season's only barely over, and all of a sudden, so is my career. You know, so it does happen fairly quickly once you start investigating those kind of things.
Yeah, and if we look more broadly then at the last couple of seasons for you, it must have been extremely difficult to play through and manage.
Yeah, it was quite difficult, but it was something like that. I was told it was a 6-month injury at the start, and that was my real focus. Like, and all of a sudden the 6 months came and went, and that's where a lot of frustration probably crept in, and that was tough. But then finally I got back to, you're nearly back in the pitch, and then I got back in the pitch, and that was all really exciting stuff. Like, so pain kind of got masked by a bit of excitement and just a bit of motivation to get back. Like, and even there was probably a false sense of hope when I did get back. It was the end of December going into the new year, and I probably put a lot of things down to, oh, the pitch was terrible underfoot there, so maybe that was affecting my hamstring a small bit. And we kind of carried on like that for a small while and got through a few games like that, and then it obviously did get a bit better. Like, and I probably took a lot of confidence from that, and then I kind of got opportunities to play, and that kind of masks it again. Like, you get a bit of excitement, and you see things happening for yourself, and you really decide to just switch off the pain mentally and maybe shut up about it a small bit as well, and just get on with it, because there's things happening you don't want to miss out on. So a lot of that stuff happens, and rightly or wrongly, like, you just kind of get on with it. But obviously it was a whirlwind end of the season. It was great for me, but during all of that, I always thought, like, finish out the season strongly, get my holidays, recuperate, get into pre-season and build that strength to allow me to carry on. But that wasn't the case. Like, but it was definitely a mad 2 years for me to be involved in.
Yeah, and actually, just as you mentioned the run last season, I immediately thought of the Leinster game, and you were having an absolutely brilliant game, and you were taken off, and everybody was like, what's going on here? Why is Johnny being taken off? I guess we can appreciate now what was going on in the background with your injury being considered.
Yeah, I think there was only a couple of us that actually probably agreed with that decision. I think Axel was all over what was going on with me. Like, he knew me inside out. He knew what kind of management I was getting. There was a couple of the S&C physio staff, they were all on board, and then it was myself. But outside of that, I think it was a big talking point at the time, but I certainly wasn't giving it when I came off the pitch on that day. Like, I knew I was tiring, and you have someone like Keith on the bench behind you with a lot of experience. Like, I mean, it's a no-brainer before I came off. Like, I just thought, like, he was always going to come on in that game anyway. And it just seemed like a time that I think I knocked down a ball from a line. It was a very, very simple ball, and that probably just showed the coaches maybe I was tiring a small bit, but a lot of people probably wanted me to get another chance after that. But, like, so I wasn't exactly giving out about Axel or anyone else when they called me, because it's always something new in these games anyway. It's always a squad, like, these days it's a squad game anyway, and you know, like, someone of his caliber, I've played so many games behind me, he's always coming on, so I wasn't giving out.
We have the full picture now, in fairness. Because
people will start understanding a bit, won't they?
Yes, exactly. And I suppose, look, it's a lesson for a lot of us. You know, there's a lot going on in the background that maybe we aren't fully aware of, and most certainly, yeah. But Johnny, what struck me in the statement on Thursday, and your own statement on social media since, is the positive outlook you're taking on this news and focusing on what you did get to achieve and experience in the red jersey.
Yeah, because I think the fact that I came back from that injury anyway, I think the odds were against me, and I think the only thing that got me over the line was my positivity and maybe a bit of stubbornness at the same time. But That's the way I approached my injury. I thought it was kind of like a second lease of life for myself, and it gave me just that bit extra to appreciate the game and get positive about life in general. So I don't think you can just be positive about life when everything's going well for you. Like, that's not positivity. Like, I think you have to be positive. It has to be your mindset and just a way of life. Like, there's no point in me stopping now. Like, there's a lot more to life than just rugby, which I know sounds a bit mad, and I would never have said it before, but you have to be realistic about it. The way I've been explaining it to people as well is that, like, I'll be positive to a certain point, and I think once you get past that point, it gets a bit delusional, and you have to be realistic. But certainly, you're not going to stop being positive now just because something like that has happened to me.
That's a very mature attitude, I have to say, Johnny. But I guess you appreciate that you've gotten an opportunity that a lot of people don't get. You got to play at the highest level, and for, you know, your home province.
Yeah, like I've been saying to people as well, like this. I started rugby, I think, when I was about 5 or 6, and you think about the amount of people that I've come across, even personally myself, between that age and now, and there's so many of those clubs around the country. Think about the amount of people that start the game in the same positions I started and didn't get to go as far as I did. So it's absolutely a privilege, especially through Munster, place where I grew up. And I mean, Musgrave Park is 5 minutes from my house. We were over and back there all the time as kids and stuff, and we were the lunatics going around with a piece of paper getting autographs, and we lose and we get the same ones the next week. Like, but so that's why it's such a privilege for me. Like, it's so close to home, and my whole family's been so interested in it for all of our lives at this stage. So certainly something that I don't take for granted.
Yeah, I think it was actually down here at Irish Independent Park, it was the last time I spoke to you, it was after the Edinburgh game, and
you were
having a brilliant run at the time, absolutely flying it. You must look back now on that period in particular as a huge highlight for you. You really, you know, broke through.
It's a massive highlight. Yeah, like I think I can be disappointed about what happened now, and I am certainly disappointed about it, but getting to have that little bit of a run, and maybe it wasn't long enough to prove enough to myself, but I still proved to myself that I can do it at that level. And if I never got that run, I'd still be thinking I could do it, but I wouldn't know I could do it. And that's very important to me at the moment, and that's very important to me dealing with this whole thing at the moment. Like, going forward, that's just the way I have to think about it. And you know, I don't think anyone in my house or anyone close to me is ever going to forget those times. Like, you know, so that's massive.
And maybe in particular the Leinster game, you know, as a Munster man and going to the Aviva Stadium. And now I know you lost the game that day, but for you personally, you made every contribution you could in that game. It was fantastic.
Yeah, like, personally, I didn't feel like I lost that game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's on a selfish level, but it was just, I remember going up to the game, even in the hotel and stuff, my brother was Snapchatting me because he was around Dublin and he's with a couple of friends, and my girlfriend was with my family at a different part of the stadium, but so that was massive for me. It gave you chills thinking back on it. But I think one of the academy lads at the time, Alex Wooten, said to me a couple of weeks later, "Did you have some family in the stadium on the day?" And I said, "Yeah, they were in a couple of places." Why? And he was like, "Oh no, there's some fella going nuts every time you touch the ball." And I was like, "Oh, that was my brother." Like, and that was a couple of weeks after, it gave me chills that, like, someone picked my brother and my friends and my family out of a crowd of throwing in a massive stadium like the Aviva. It's just,
yeah.
It's powerful, like, and they're the kind of things that would stick with you.
Absolutely, and as you mentioned, your family there, your statement as well on Twitter the other day, you mentioned the picture with Gillian and Aisling meaning so much to you. It was a selfie with the girls after a game, it looked, was it? Where was that taken?
It was actually in the Edinburgh game, because, like, there's just so much about that picture that, like, it was in Musgrave Park. We've been there so many times together, and we were just walking around after the match to a lot of fans. The next thing I saw, my two sisters asking for a selfie as well, which felt quite weird at the time. But looking back on it, it was just it was really important to me, because, like, I mean, I'm not the only one that's gone through this. Like, I turned my house upside down at home just for the smallest of margins, just, you know, being so annoying to them, and they put up with me all the time. Like, and it's all my parents talk about is what I need, and everyone else has to sacrifice it, and my parents had to sacrifice just for my life to be perfect so I could go and play a game at the beginning. Like, and that's why they're so important to me, because people don't realise the sacrifice. Like, it's a massive sacrifice for a rugby player to make anyway, but the people around them, especially when you're as annoying as I am with my preparation and stuff, it does impact them heavily. Like, and I saw you're talking to you about my brother playing football and stuff, and that gets forgotten about once there's a Munster match on, because obviously they're big matches, but that's unfair, and it's something that he just takes on the chin, and they all get on with it. Like, and that was just very important for me, what I was saying.
Well, look, if you're playing against Leinster in the Aviva Stadium and people can hear your family, I think it just goes to show how proud you've made them as well. But looking back elsewhere in your rugby career, I mean, your underage and your senior club career, a real product of the Cork club scene, because like people in Douglas, Dolphin, Sundayswell, UCC and Cork Connor identifying with you this week, you know?
Yeah, I've been a lot of places. Like, I think it just started out that my dad played with Douglas anyway, so they kind of helped out with the underage while we were quite young, and then a friend... Well, that kind of never really, it's just not always to put together enough to have teams going on. Like, so we ended up going to Dolphin to one of his friends that he played with, and that was another underage system at the time that wasn't going quite well. So unfortunately, we had to cross the bank and go to Sundayswell. And then naturally went to UCC and moved on to Connacht. So like, I've been nearly everywhere, but they're all places that I've learned something from and taken it with me, and it's just a kind of a story I was building. Like, I didn't mean to get to that many clubs, and the lads mocked me about it and things like. But it's definitely there are a lot of times that I remember in each of those clubs. Like, there's none of them that I forget, and there's a lot of great people that I met in all those clubs as well. Like, so it's all just a story.
Of course, and from all those clubs and many more came a lot of well wishes this week, and we had hashtag thanks Johnny trending in Ireland on Thursday following the announcement of your disappointing news, and a lot of really, really special well wishes, Johnny. I imagine that was quite humbling.
Yeah, it's very humbling, and it was very overwhelming, but some of it, like, you think of the disappointment and it's sad or whatever, but it hits home more when people say all the nice things to you, and it's actually hard to take that it's over when people are saying such nice things. And there was so many that came in, my phone was going nuts, and it's hard to write back to everybody, but I was trying to make sure that I didn't skip anybody, you know. So it was a mental time. I didn't expect it to get that much coverage, but it's another reason why I just never forget it, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Johnny, what's I know you're a graduate of commerce from UCC, but what does the future hold for you now? Will you stay involved in the game, or what's the plan? Maybe it's a bit early days for that.
Like, it's funny how rapid your thoughts start happening around what's happening in the future. Like, I'm doing a postgraduate diploma in nutrition online at the moment, so I need to get through that. But I always thought I'd leave the game closer to 35 as opposed to 25, and I'd be kind of burnt out from it. But when you leave the game nearly 10 years too premature, I just thought, you know, I have to get back into it as soon as I can. And people are saying to me, like, oh, don't go straight in. Maybe take your time. But I'm not sure that's the way I'm going to deal with it. Like, I'd say I'll dabble in a few bits of, if I can get into a bit of coaching or whatever, maybe I'll just crack straight into that. And there's been already a few lads asking me, can I do a bit of kicking? And it's something I can do. Like, it might sound strange to people thinking, no, he's injured, but I'm not that injured. I just can't repeat high intensity efforts in a professional level. Like, but I can go up and do a session here and there, and I'll do a few of those and see what works out, and see if it's something I want to take a bit more seriously. But I won't rush into it. But it's just naturally, I seem to just draw myself back to the game. Like, I was at Musgrave Park or Irish Independent Park yesterday, and I didn't mean to do that, but it just seems to be something I can't stay away from. And I won't be avoiding the Munster match later on either. I'll be glued to it. So it just seems to be a part of me at the moment, and I'm going to continue with that as long as I feel like it, you know.
Absolutely. Look, Johnny, thank you so much again for talking to us. Well done on your time in the Munster jersey. Last season was absolutely brilliant, and it's been a pleasure speaking to you. All the very best in the future. Thanks again.
Thanks very much, Lisa. I appreciate it.